Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. We are live at Progressive Field. I wish. That'd been amazing. What a wonderful conversation. Hopefully you got the game on mute like we do so you can listen to the conversation and watch the game at the same time, folks. This week on the conversation, something that makes a lot of sense about rigging. I'll get into that because they've already found all these voting machines that when you, at least luckily when you hit the Republican candidate, it shows that it goes only to the Democrat. So you can see it. Also, I have some friends that are like, Russia, Russia, Russia about the emails, not about what they contain. And there's even more emails that have come out. Also, there are thousands of Indiana residents that are on the voter rolls that are dead or over 110 years old once they stop looking for you. Also, will Wayne Rooney be traded? And is there a mole at Manchester United? That and tons more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of, folks. And the encouraging word of the day, John 6. Jesus replied, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes me will never be thirsty. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to the program, folks. And welcome to the fact that 4 out of every 10 voters, which I think is kind of low, four in ten say that they believe that the elections, their votes will not be counted fairly, and there's already facts of it. This is not debatable. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue, folks. If you go to vote and you click Donald Trump or you click this Republican and it automatically switches to you voting for the Democrat, how is that right? I don't agree with Hillary Clinton at all, but I want you to have the right to vote for Hillary. That's a democracy. There's no democracy when they tell you who you can vote or who you can't vote for. That's not a democracy. That's a dictatorship when they try to rig the system. But the Democrats know that most of the people that are going to vote for them don't care. They don't care. They don't know anything. It's not debatable. There's a guy that actually posted video, I think it's on YouTube, where he goes, see here, it's for like a senator. He clicks on the Republican and it just shows the Democrat coming up. He clicks on the Republican and just, and I'm thanking God that it, at least it's doing it that way so that you can see that it's, because in Indiana, where I live, they tell you to take and actually go to the review screen and look at it. Is this who you wanted to vote for? Because I've seen, I've heard where people have talked where they develop programs where, okay, you vote for the Democrat, let's say, hypothetically, not that I would, but you could vote for a Republican. And when I want to submit my ballot, click. You submit the ballot. And when you submit the ballot, what happens is then it flips it to where you don't see it, where at least these, when they're voting, when they're trying to vote for the Republican, it comes up as non-existent. And I wonder what they're doing about that. Because I guess there's like in Texas, there's been a ton of people where they said their vote were flipped. Now, I didn't really get much out of the article in terms of were they trying to vote Republican and it kept coming up as Hillary Clinton, or did they vote? And from the way I'm understanding, it's like no matter what they do, it always has them voting for the Democrat, no matter what race or whatever. So that's not democracy, folks. And if that's what you're going to call democracy, then you need to go to Webster's or go to Wikipedia. Oh, they probably got them rewritten. You know? Oh, it's okay to, you know, there's no voter fraud. Well, show me, because let me tell you, we need to get a bunch of those machines that it only has you vote for, no matter what you click, it has you vote for the Republican. That I guarantee that voting issue should be fixed so fast. They'd be having panic. They'd be having their what do they call those things? The pins undergarments in a wedge. It's nuts. I mean, it's okay for, you know, it's what did that post say? You know, it's not considered rape because I'm a Democrat and had a picture of Bill Clinton. It's nuts. But I have people that are into this. If you ever remember the Brady Bunch show, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Well, it's like Russia, Russia, Russia. They need to stay out of our political system. Ricky Links and this Russia is interfering in our elections. Russia is interfering in our elections. How does Russia have anything to do with the fact that what these emails contain? So if I would have, so these emails would have been perfectly fine if I would have hacked them, being an American. Oh, they're only non-relevant because Russia hacked them, and they're now. Do you remember anyone complaining when WikiLeaks was hacking Bush's emails? They were all over that. All over that.
Were they complaining when they interrupted Russia, tried to influence Russia's election?
No. They don't care. Oh, Russia, Russia, Russia. They're trying to influence our elections. Maybe it's a good thing, because if you look in the damn emails, they're proving how corrupt our government is, period. If you don't believe the election is rigged, just think about it. Hillary Clinton's allowed to run for president. How much more rigged can you get? She had one senile socialist, and she needed the DNC's help, and she never, ever once said, I condemn what they did. She never condemned what the DNC did. Think about it like this. Democrat. Russia is rigging the election. Trump. The election is rigged. Democrat. Stop whining. You can't rig the election. WikiLeaks. Here is the proof that the election is being rigged. Democrat. Russia is rigging the election. Meanwhile, Hillary rigged the election in her favor against one of her own, Bernie Sanders. You folks are what I call sheep. Hillary Clinton didn't know about the fact that the DNC helped her get the nomination. Well, she never condoned it or condemned it or anything. She never said, hey, wait a minute. And if you're not going to condemn something, then it's as guilty as knowing about it. You know, if Melissa was doing, if she was raping people, just hypothetically, if I don't condone it, I'm as guilty as if I knew about it. I didn't know she was doing that. Well, you're not condemning it. You're not like, okay, hey, she needs to be thrown in jail or whatever for it. You know, if she's not condemning what they did, she's supporting it. But don't worry, folks. This is the new America. Welcome to the new America. You're gonna have to find 25 voting machines until one lets you vote right. They're supposedly voting machines that are owned by George Soros. And they say if you find any of these voting machines, you're supposed to... Let me see if I can find this. If you find any of these voting machines owned by George Soros, demand a paper ballot. I'm going to see if I can bring up the names of these. The Smart Tech Machines are one of the main ones, and they're in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Mm-hmm. These Smart Tech Machines. And they're owned by George Soros. And I guess if they have those, they tell you to demand a regular voting machine, like a piece of paper, because they were used to rig the 2004 Venezuelan elections. But here's the thing that got in Hugo Chavez. But here's the thing. Oh, I want a paper ballot now. There's... I want to get to this because this is just... This just makes me sick. This just makes me want to vomit. Because this just tells you how this country is. In Florida, I'm 99% sure it's Florida, there was a Democrat . This guy's name is Trevor. I can't. His last name is Lafauci. Lafauci? Trevor Lafauci, I think is how you pronounce his name. He is a Clinton campaign coordinator. And he told someone that, oh, yeah, if you get Republican voter registrations and stuff, you can just tear them up, whatever, you know. Any, you know, if they're voting for Trump or whatever, just tear them up, you know. Don't make a habit of doing it. Don't make a habit. But, you know, if you can get away with throwing some away, you know, or whatever, go ahead. And when he is confronted about it from Project Veritas, the reporter Max, he gets in his car and takes off. And it's... Where I don't understand this country. This country hasn't changed. I don't agree with Clinton, but I'm not going to keep someone from voting for her. I might see if they'll let me tattoo stupid on their forehead, but I'm not going to keep them from voting for her. But that's the Democratic way of life, because the Republican would never do that. I have looked, and I've looked again, and I have not. You want to know, Melissa, how many videos I've seen of Trump supporters taking Hillary Clinton signs? Zero, because they're at work.
Exactly. I haven't seen a Trump supporter do that
to Hillary Clinton. I'll laugh at them. I'll say, I just would love to know how you can vote for her, but I'm not going to take that away. I mean, she has the right to support a criminal. I so bad would love to be in one of those. Who are you voting for? I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. Well, why do you vote for her? Well, because I was a huge fan of Barry Goldwater, and I think we need to resegregate America. And the way that Barack Obama's divided America, I think if Hillary Clinton gets in, she'll finish the job by dividing them, and we'll have black bathrooms and white bathrooms again. You know, and since she's always been against gay marriage, I think, you know, she'll finally put the nail in the coffin, because, you know, she'll say anything to get elected. So she's going to say she likes gays just to get elected. But then when she's in, I think she's going to do stuff to go against that. And just to get act like I'm pro Hillary, but I'm for all these things that people say why they wouldn't vote for her. Wow. I want to thank you all for tuning in out there. Yes, it's a great evening for baseball, and you're listening to the conversation because, yes, I got the game on. I can see it and stuff, as I always do. But it's just in America that, you know, I'm just one of those people that, you know, I care about my country, you know. When the NFL is at a 5-year low viewership, says something. Because now they've had people, I don't know if you saw this, there's been video of people doing the national anthem on their knee. If that was me, I would hope that a military person would take that person, rip them up and, you know, take that mic out of their hand or something. One of my friends like, well, went off. I'm like, well, protest all you want, because I don't like the way this country's going, but I'm not going to take a Hillary banner. I'm not going to, oh, let me go set the American flag on fire because I don't like the way this country's going. Yeah, that's real. Well, why not burn the Constitution too? You know, that gives us all our freedom, but what the heck? Since it's just, I don't get it. I don't get where these, I guess it goes back to, hey, we won the NCAA tournament. Let's flip cars and set them on fire. How does that make sense? How does that make sense, folks? If you can tell me why why they set cars on fire and all this stuff. This is my home state. Thousands of emails. They've looked into all this stuff and with emails and all this stuff and looking into different things, they've found that there are thousands of dead people that are likely on Indiana voter rolls, an analyst says. And a lot of them, they can't prove they're dead, but at 110 years old, that's when they say that, you know, the FBI will stop looking for you at that point. You know, but if they are not dead, the ones that aren't, they're 110 years or older. And it's one of those things that, wow, gee. Wouldn't you want to get those off the thing so that they can't vote? Democrats don't want them off. It's going to cost, you know how much money it's going to cost to go through? What to go through and say, okay, he's 112 years old. Okay, we're taking him off. And if he's actually 112 years old and he's supposed to vote, well, then we're sorry, but highly unlikely that he's, you know. It's going to cost too much money to clean up these voter rolls. Really, but you're going to invest in solar energy, just like you wasted the $6 billion on Slendra. You know, Hillary Clinton was talking all about on this thing about, we need to increase solar energy. I'm like, well, didn't solar and wind energy, didn't Obama do that with Solyndra and it went under? Gee. You know, they'll piss away $6 billion that they can't account for, but we can't fix these voter rolls so that we can get off all the dead people. I wonder if there's a way that I can take myself after this election off the voter roll and then put myself back on before the next election. That way, in case I die in between, I can't vote for a Democrat.
I'll make sure you vote in Republican.
Okay. I just want to find out how I can work with the voter roll so I can just add like thousands of people so they can all vote Democrat or Republican or whatever. You know, that'd be fun. See, us as conservatives, we don't care if you're a liberal. I have lots of very, very progressive liberal friends. And we have learned to agree to disagree. We give each other crap about, you know, they'll give me crap about Trump and I'll give them crap about Hillary. But when it comes down to it, a lot of my friends, you know, they've been there for me and I'd be there for them in a heartbeat. We just will never agree politically because they think government creates jobs and da-da-da-da. I don't believe that, so. But hey, don't worry. If you make under $250,000, your taxes won't go up. Where have I heard that before? Hillary's saying the same thing Obama said, and guess what? Wow. Did your taxes go up? Mine did. My taxes went up as fast as throwing gasoline on a fire. I seem to recall a first Bush who said no new taxes. And what happened when your taxes went up? They voted them out of office. Taxes go up under Democrats and they keep voting them in. I don't get it. But I would love to know how far this voter thing goes back. Like, with these machines, were people having issues back in the day and no one ever noticed? I think so. You know, I have celiac disease and I have, this will all make sense. I thought it was something new, and some people say, well, all this GMO stuff and da 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 is causing it, and like, there's no such thing as GMO wheat or whatever, but there was a guy that he goes, I believe I was diagnosed like one of the first ones, like in 73 or 74, somewhere in the early 70s. And back then we were told it would go away. And what he's basically telling me is that this celiac disease it's probably been around as long as mankind's been around. But guess what? You know, I bet you this stuff with voters been screwed up. You know, I bet you there's times where back when they had paper ballots where they would toss them, maybe not to the extent that it is now, where oh, yeah, take this Republican voter registration, throw them in the garbage, it's okay, don't worry. Just don't do it too often, because then someone might catch on to what you're doing, but, you know. There are new emails out, because I don't know if you saw this, but when did Obama hear about the wonderful deleted emails and all this crap, using a private server and all this? Barack Obama learned about the private server that Hillary is using for all these classified emails when the media came out with it. Wrong. Would you like to go for double jeopardy where your scores can really change? There are new emails out between Hillary Clinton, Obama, and John Podesta that basically say we need to clean this crap up. And there's evidence that WikiLeaks may have stuff and all this stuff, and we need to clean this up because they're going to be wanting subpoenas and all this stuff. And, you know, that's what an honest person does when you get subpoenaed. Delete everything. Just delete it. It's okay. Just delete it. Delete it. Put your emails in the file and delete it. Throw it in hydrochloric acid. That's all you gotta do till there's nothing left and there's no evidence to prove that you didn't do anything wrong. You know, that's what we gotta do, folks. That's what, you know, I would be in federal prison and when I'd be getting out, I'd be in a gurney dead. Oh, my Hillary Clinton. Don't worry, she gets away with all kinds of stuff. And what I wanted to see, and I've been trying to see if I can find this, if anyone's gone on MSNBC or something or CNN and said, okay, here's video of a guy trying to vote Republican and it comes up only voting Democrat. What do you think about that? There's the rigged elections that you say aren't happening. Oh, that's a malfunction or a glitch. And I bet you there's probably about 75,000 machines that are having glitches like that all over the U.S. Don't worry, just fill out a paper ballot. We'll throw it in the garbage anyways. And we'll just change it. I mean, seriously, I would not be surprised if there's someone that's going back there and takes another ballot and marks Hillary Clinton and then puts all your information on there. It's ridiculous. Oh, we're conspiracy theorists. No, we're not. We just know the truth, and Republicans can't handle it. Guess what, folks? If your Obamacare premium is $711.83 a month, it's going to jump to $1,872.17. And Republicans, wouldn't you know it, are blasting Obama for Obamacare over the premium hikes. What a surprise. But what did I tell you? It's not designed to work. It's designed to fail. So that, well, we got to fix it. Because it's not going to survive unless they fix it. And guess what? They're going to fix it, all right, with the single-payer healthcare system. And I think even Trump would support that. A single-payer healthcare system. I don't know, but I think he might. I don't want the government involved in my life. That's why I support the Constitution. That's why I support the separation of church and state, to keep the government out of my running my churches. But don't worry, that's going to end, because pretty soon, I wonder if there's, I'm going to look into this, and I'll probably get back on Thursday on this. I want to look into seeing if there's any schools that allow their students to pray to Mecca every 4 hours or whatever, if they have to or whatever. Yeah, but I just wonder if that, you know, because I mean, I feel bad, because when I was in parochial school, I should have said, okay, well, this is, because I remember when I was a little kid, my friend had a birthday, and his party was at like 2 o'clock, because they had like a half day because of like a saint day, and because I was going to the public school, not the Catholic school, I didn't get there till the party was basically over, and I ended up eating cake with his mom, and then we just hung out because all the games and everything they did, the relays and stuff, that was already gone. They already opened the gifts by the time, I mean, people were leaving by the time I got there. And I ate cake with his mom, and then he came in, and we sat down, and we just had fun. He saved some stuff for me, and we just hung out, because he was my neighbor, so. And the local radio station, WKHY, he used to actually, their family used to own it, like, way back in the day, I think, because they had, like, a radio antenna tower on the side of their house, and, but, you know, now I wish, I got to leave early. It's a saint. I need to have a half day. I mean, now a kid can do that, and he'd probably get it off. He probably is okay if he can't do anything. But, you know. Well, now they'd probably say, no, you can't do that. But, okay, well, he's going to take a week off for Ramadan. Yep, he has to. We have to allow it. I mean, I don't understand this America, because it's not the America I grew up in. It's not the America that I remember. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and thank you for listening. The last, like, since Friday night, I was not feeling that great. Saturday and Sunday, I felt kind of crappy. Monday, I felt decent. And then I was off today, and I just felt like I got hit with a freight train. So I finally went back to the, because we have the Rock Urgent Care that's like walking distance to where I am. So if I wanted to in the summer, I could walk there, but I take my car. And I just felt like, I went to the doc. I'm like, Riz, how you doing? She goes, okay, you're back. I'm like, yep. Well, I tried to come Saturday, but by the time I got there, it was too late. And I felt like Sunday, Monday, I kind of felt like, I think I'm over this. And nope, and I got a severe sinus infection. And, you know, so I got all these antibiotics again because I had a throat infection about a month ago. And so, fun. Gotta love it. So, so if I have a horsey throat, that might be why, folks. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and thanks for spending part of your evening with me. Really appreciate it. And wow, I don't know if you heard this, but there's actually, I guess they claim by next year Comcast is going to offer like cellular service. I don't know if they'll have phones, or if you'll just like, you have a phone and you can use them for cellular and all this stuff. But I guess in the wake of all these companies combining, and you know, you're going to be able to, pretty soon I think you'll be able to have like, you go in the grocery store and you'll be able to do everything. You'll be able to buy a car. You'll be able to buy your phone. You'll be able to do everything. On this side of the grocery store, they have a movie theater so you can watch movies. You know what I mean? Because that's, I mean, seriously. AT&T is looking at buying Time Warner in an $80 billion mega deal buyout. And if you don't know, several years ago, I think it was 2011-12, AT&T tried to buy out T-Mobile, and they ran into opposition and from the FCC, and they said, nope, okay, so they couldn't do that. But they said because of all this, because Comcast is going to be offering cellular service and all this, they need to get into the media business, and I think they want to upgrade, like, their U-verse TV and make it better, who knows. It's just one big competition, I think, and it still has to get through, you know, because they can put a block on it or whatever, you know, that way there's not a monopoly, because I think that's what they'd be afraid of. Okay, well, a big monopoly and all this. So, and I'm actually wanting to see what's going to go on, because Sprint is no longer going to be the sponsor of NASCAR, and who they're going to choose, because they want to put more money back into research and development to come out with. It's a never-ending race to try to get super, better, faster.
Just read an article, they're taking Talladega out of the elimination.
I know. I will talk about that.
Oh.
But yes. But it's one of those things that, I mean, it's like, I think it was, wasn't it like Samsung phones that they violated a, They copyrighted something off of iPhones, and they got sued, and Apple won. Great deal, right? Well, then how do you confiscate like the 20 million phones that have this thing on it that they stole from Apple? You couldn't. I think they should have. I think they should have said, okay, you know, you have to confiscate all the phones, and you're out of luck. Sorry, customer, they violated law. But I guess they've, I mean, I know a lot of people have talked about this, but I guess they found some iPhone 7s now that have caught fire. Because, you know, the new Galaxy or whatever's catching fire. Now there are iPhones that are catching fire. Because I know my iPhone once in a while will get really hot. But it's just crazy. So I'm like, okay, am I going to burn myself alive? We'll find out. To those of you who actually, this is hilarious. I think it was the other day, like 2 days ago, whatever, Tim Kaine had a rally in Florida. This is great, man. You know, I want to see, I'm trying to find the media coverage on it because he had like 30 people show up. There's no one going to Trump and Hillary rallies. I think they take a bunch of people and they put them in front of her to make it look like it's packed. Yeah, Kane and Hillary, yeah. That's probably my medications doing their magic, folks, so I apologize. But yeah, I mean, because There's no one at these. There are people that get photos from the back, and there's no one there. You go to Trump, and they're like, what are we going to do? Because, okay, this we need to move the facility. There's so many people. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. You know, but I mean, that's why. But just think about it. By this time, Ronald Reagan was down in the polls by the liberal media to Mr. Carter by 9 points. But who won in the landslide that one? I think it was, didn't Jimmy Carter? No, I think it was Reagan that won in the landslide over Jimmy Carter. Even though the liberal media had him down, not even close. Like, why vote for him? He can't win. He's double digits and all this stuff. And guess what? Because my mom said, well, Fox News is saying that Trump is this and this and this. I'm like, yep. They're hoping that, guess what? They're hoping, oh, don't vote for him. He has no shot in the heck of winning. Sure he does. Sure he does. He has a big chance of winning. And just like our forefathers, he's a businessman. He's not a career politician. He's a career politician. And not that this surprises any of my viewers, but there's actually evidence coming out now that is showing that the Obama administration blocked the federal probe into the Clinton Foundation corruptions, where he basically threatened them. He was threatened. I mean, I want to see a Republican get away with threatening somebody. They'd be all over that. But they, you know, don't worry, folks. Move along, folks. Nothing to see here. It just makes me sick, you know. And there's actually evidence that Justice Scalia was actually threatened into voting for Obamacare. And it's sad because that is facts that need to come out. We need to know about this stuff. But who cares? I mean, if it's not going to help, and if it's not about a Republican, why should we care? Why should we care, folks? I got about 20 minutes left in the program, and, you know, why should we care? You know, Hillary Clinton's going to do a great job, yeah, trying to take our guns. I want to see her try to take our guns, because, well, yeah, she's going to do it. Someone told me, I'm like, well, okay, then. I said, what do you want to do with me? She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, because if she takes her guns, if they have my guns, I won't be alive anymore. So if you want to do something with me before I die, excuse me? This girl didn't understand. I'm like, well, okay, if the government owns my guns, I won't be alive anymore because I have the Second Amendment, and I don't know anyone that owns a gun that's just going to hand over their weapons. You know, if they try to ban the ownership of guns through the Second Amendment, I don't know anyone that's going to sit there, here you go, have my gun. I just don't get it, folks. But that's this wonderful America that, you know, that we have, because, you know, I never thought and where's our president? You know, bombings happen in this country, and he doesn't even respond. Well, he can't respond, because when he responds, the only way he ever responds is, folks, we can't jump to conclusions, so until we get further information, you know, really, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the families. that's all he can really say. But when it comes to the point where he's like, wait a minute here, ISIS has already claimed responsibility, then he can't even say anything because he can't dispute it because they've already said it. I want to look into this, too, and I'll probably have more on this on Thursday, but I guess George Soros's emails and stuff, he's just gotten hacked. And it's going to be interesting to see what that shows. But what a lot of what you're going to find in hacked emails with Clinton and Obama and Soros, I'm not going to be surprised. You know, I'm not going to be surprised at all. But it's just one of those things that, I don't know, I guess I'm smarter than the average bear. I just got common sense. I mean, I told people Obamacare was going to be a disaster to where they have to, where it has to be fixed. And they're going to fix it by turning it into a single-payer healthcare system. I didn't say, well, some people said, oh, what, you don't want everyone to have healthcare? I said, who's paying for it? Where's all this money coming from? Okay, and it's been a while since I've done this, folks, but next time you go to Burger King or Wendy's or McDonald's and got a coupon, read the back of that coupon very carefully, and you'll see something in the very fine print of that. It says 1/1000th of a cent or 1/20th of a cent. 1/20th of a cent. What do you mean 1/20th of a cent? Yeah, that's what it's. Yep, that's what it is. It's worth 1/20th of a cent, folks. 1/20th of a cent. Buy one, get one free. You're not really getting one free. They can probably give you 3 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for the price of 1, and they're still making money off you. Nothing's free in this world. You got to earn it. But don't worry. Government will take care of us. They'll fix everything. That's what scares me, because so many people put their faith in the government. Well, they do, because like I said last week, what did they say? They weren't chanting USA in Chicago when Obama was nominated. They were chanting Obama, Obama. They were putting their faith not in the nation, not in the people, but in one man. I'm going to see, let's say hypothetically Hillary Clinton does get the nomination. I don't think her fans are going to be chanting USA, USA. Nope. No way. Because that would make too much sense. I mean, she didn't even wear a United States flag pin. That's how American she is. If I was running for president, I'd say, would having a suit that has like a flag, like made out of like to where it looks like the American flag, but it's a suit, would that be too tacky? I'm super patriotic, you know. I'm Uncle Sam. That's who I am. I just want to make sure that that's not going to see. But Hillary could do that, and they'd praise her. But a Republican would do something like that, and Lord help them. You know. That would have been so funny, like I said last week, if Trump would have taken and went to Hillary Clinton's page for her economic plan and cut and pasted it. That way, when they ridiculed his plan, well, actually, you're ridiculing my plan. Well, I just cut and pasted Hillary, so you better not say anything good about hers, because you just mocked mine, and mine's just cut and pasted hers. But still, I mean, they would be like, oh, there's no double standard in the media. I want to get into this because this is a feel-good story out of, where is that? Iowa, I think it is. It is out of Burlington, Iowa, where a hotel owner pays $700 to give money back to a school to help, because a bunch of kids, they have like they, if they have overdue fees for lunches, they can't give them food. And there's some places where by law they have to give them like a slice of bread or something. They have to feed them something, even if they're overdue on their school lunches, you know. And he paid for nearly 100 kids overdue school lunch fees so that they can have, they can eat. And he wrote a check to the school for like $700. That's what America is about right there. Helping your neighbor, doing something for somebody. Not, he did something. He didn't shake his fist to heaven and said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did, I created you, and that's what he did. That's what this country was founded on, helping your neighbor, not relying on a government. Well, here you have your $700 back, sir. We're going to wait for some government program that's going to help these kids so that they can be fed. No, here. Let me, I'm buying it. That's what this country was founded on, helping each other, not. I don't understand the country that we live in, that we have now. I don't get it. Because I rely on my fellow man. I rely on Jesus Christ. And there's actually, I posted this on my Facebook page. And if anyone wants it, just PM me and I can get it to you. It's a list of numbers for every state to report any cases of voter fraud or intimidation. Not that it's probably going to do much, but at least there's a number out there. And I'll just give you the at least the Indiana number. If you're in Indiana and you know there's like something's wrong with a machine or intimidation or something, it's 317-232-6531, and call them up and say, hey, voting machine doesn't work. I mean, if I was feeling up to it, I was gonna actually try to go to the county courthouse and ask them, okay, you know, what have they done to ensure that the voting machines aren't like, you know, having a, what do they call it, like a glitch where it's accidentally voting for, whoops, well, this thing, yeah, it's obviously broken because it's forcing you to vote for Clinton no matter what you do, you know, so. But, hey. It's just one of those things that, wow. It's just, it's a great resource because it has all the numbers. I actually want to call them and just say like what, and just, you know, ask them what they actually do. If I said, okay, hey, this voting machine, no matter what I do, it has Clinton coming up. What do I do? How do I, you know, what are you doing to make sure? Because I would think, I'm sorry if it would halt an election, but I'd say, okay, well, until we get every voting machine fixed so it doesn't do this, sorry. At least, no, I don't know about your state, but in Indiana, they always have you, there's a review screen. Check the preview screen to make sure, okay, did I want that judge? Did I want this person? Did I want that guy? So, got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. And there is rumors, as I want to get into some talk about English football. You ever, so you guys Americans, if you don't follow it, I'll kind of explain. You know who Bob Knight is? That's kind of how Jose Mourinho is. He's, it's my way or the highway. This is what I do. This is how I am. I know what I'm doing. Trust me and we'll win. And there's some people think that he may have pissed off somebody or got under someone's skin. And they're like, you know, he, you know, and but there is believed to be a mole at Manchester United, whether it's a player or someone on the staff, but somebody is feeding information. Because there is, from the London Sun Times, there's at least two people that say that they've been able to, they've been getting, okay, this is how it is, okay? These are, because they got a text or an email, I forget which, and it had all but one player correct that Jose Mourinho has been using his lineup. And it had, like, other information. And somebody from his team, one of his players, they believe, is leaking team information. And he is furious, and he's trying to find out who it is and what's going on, because it's, they believe it happened last year at Chelsea, and it also happened before at Real Madrid. And this is not the first manager that's had this issue. So just in case you wonder, there have been other managers that have gone through this, but it's just, and from some of the things I've read and some of the articles and some of the feedback, I feel like right now people almost want Mourinho gone more than they did Louis van Gaal. And it's just, you know, he's a great manager. If you, I mean, I don't care for him, but he's a great manager. I don't like Alabama, but their coach is great. You know? My wife hates him. But, I mean, she just doesn't like him. You know, I don't like someone. I hate someone. I know what you mean. But it's just one of those things that it's like, I mean, this is all we need is this. And I was hoping this wouldn't be coming here, but obviously someone on the team's got their, got their panties in the water. It's like, okay, I've worked with chefs that are like, it's my way or the highway. There is no good job. It's perfect to forget it. And you learn from that. And you know that there, you know, you learn that if he orders the steak medium and you cook it mid-rare to medium and he says it's overcooked, so you actually cook it less than the guy wanted and he says it's overcooked, you know you're going to get reamed out even though there's nothing you could have done. I've been there. I've worked with those Charlie Trotter type chefs where it's perfect to forget it. There is no, and Lord help you if you do something wrong. You know, you can get at these veal bones this much stock. If you don't yield this much, you're going to be answering questions. It's coming out of your dang paycheck. You know, I've worked with some of those, and Mourinho's just a hard guy, but he knows what he's doing. Do I wish we would have gotten someone else? Yeah, but, I mean, we got who we got, and they got to do something. Because I think people want to see him taken out into the gallows and hung. Because, I mean, the way the team is right now and all this stuff, they're, like, almost wanting him gone more than they did Van Gaal. And it's, how do you take people in a fan base and move it around? You know, how do you, and when you're moving all this stuff, all this stuff's going on, how do you try to bring a fan base together and get people to back somebody and all this? So, just one of those things. You know, because I guess to me, it's almost like the politics of football. It's like, man, I want to watch football. I don't want to have to deal with, okay, well, I wonder how we're going to do this week because is the mole still handing out information? You know. But that's what happens when you lose 4-0. You know, I mean, it was like almost, I mean, within 30 seconds, they scored, and it's just like, they just seem like, I'm like, they play, it just seemed like people knew what was going to happen before it happened. Almost like a Bill Belichick where, okay, it seems like he knows the plays they're going to run before they run them. Now I'm going to get into some motorsports action because this is something that just kind of came off the wire yesterday. And thanks to my wife, she sent this because I was going to talk about some stuff with NASCAR and stuff. And I guess they're going to take Talladega Super Speedway and they're going to replace it with Kentucky Speedway as an elimination race in the chase. And NASCAR removing Talladega as an elimination race makes no sense. And I don't know what they're, it seems like they're trying to do all this stuff to try to get a fan base back. Like they're losing people and how can we got to change it up and we got to, you know, because supposedly I've heard evidence that they're going to actually take and turn the Brickyard into a road course race and run the road course race at Indy. There's talk of that to try to spark interest and get people to come. Like, well, when Dale Sr. was there, that place was packed back then. But then when it's okay, $100 a ticket and you got to get us $200, then you know, I mean, it's a $400 deal by the time you go to the Brickyard, by the time you get anything or eat or whatever, even if you buy your own food and take it. And it's just, I just don't understand. You know, they just keep changing it and changing it and changing it. It's like, okay, I'm losing interest in it because you're just like, okay, leave it alone. There was nothing wrong with it. I don't understand why they keep changing and changing and changing and changing and changing. And it's like, I think some people are getting turned off by it. I mean, I still love NASCAR. I still love motorsports. I'll still watch it. But at least with IndyCar, it seems like, you know, they're trying to do some things right. You know, they're not trying to make super drastic changes. So, got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. But Larry McReynolds says, I'm like totally disappointed that NASCAR gave in and made the switch. At the end of the day, I don't know what else you could ask to have in a race. I mean, it's just like people are frustrated. It's like, okay, well, We need to shake things up to get more interest. Well, shake it up by putting someone in the wall and get people like, oh, what's going to happen next week? Dale Sr. used to say all the time, and when it comes to Jeff Gordon, put that sound bitch in the wall. It was exciting. They didn't change much. I mean, they changed like some of the races here and there, but it wasn't like they're doing now. It seems like every time we turn around, we got to change the package. We got to change this. Well, he's figured out the car, so we got to change it because he's too dominant. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's a new era in NASCAR, and I'm used to the old, you know, Terry Labonte and Alan Kulwicki and Davey Allison and all that era of NASCAR. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Reflection of Divine Providence. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.